This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the last 16, things are getting exciting. England and Senegal have just fought it out to make it to the quarterfinal. So let's head to our experts as they break down the game.
Well, we're back in the car after England's round of 16 victory over Senegal. They won on a scoreline of 3-0. And we're now travelling from the Al Bayt Stadium back to the hotel. Joining me in the car are Duri Cha, Pascal Zuberbühler, Jurgen Klinsmann, Chris Loxton, and our analyst this evening is Harry Lowe. Okay, so Jurgen, you were keeping an eye on England in this game. You talked a lot during the game about how difficult it was for England at the start to get Jude Bellingham into it. But once they did, it seemed to change the game for them, didn't it?
Yeah, it was an interesting approach from Senegal, first half an hour. I think they did really, really well, closing basically down the passing lanes into Bellingham especially. And then, Senegal did a really good job by forcing basically the build-up from England through the two centre-backs, Maguire and Stones, and it didn't work out so well for England, really, the first half an hour. As soon as England scored the first goal, the whole game changed completely, because that's a bit the emotional side of Senegal, of African teams. You know, when things are going well, they're playing really well, and when things happen negatively on the other side, then they kind of lose confidence too quick. And that goal by Henderson was a beautiful combination play. It started over the wings with a flick from Foden, I think, into Harry Kane. Harry Kane sends on his way Bellingham, and he puts it square then into Henderson. It was a beautiful goal, and that really hurt Senegal, because they put so much effort and energy into the game. Short after that comes the second one from England, again a breakaway, again involved Bellingham, that puts the ball then into Foden. Foden puts it square to Harry Kane, and that's the moment for Harry basically to start his goal scoring experience here in this World Cup. And he put the ball in the back of the net, and it was pretty much done in there. You know, with all due respect for a wonderful Senegalese team that gave everything, but it just was not doable anymore for them, because they were obviously missing Mané, their star player, and you could see it, because there was nothing really up front that put England into danger. Then England added a second goal third goal in the second half, and was a very, very strong English performance again. And that's why a lot of people rate them as one of the absolute serious favourites, contenders for the World Cup.
And Duri, just as Jurgen alluded to there, I guess, you know, the Senegal performance probably strongest in that first half an hour, but then obviously it changed, and it was once England had scored the first goal, it became difficult for them.
I think they try everything in the first 30, 40 minutes till the first goal, they make it well. But after that, you could see the huge quality from England and how good they have players in the attacking line, especially after the 2-0, was the game over. And the second half, Jurgen said, they really don't believe that they can win this game. And they lose the structure in the build-up phase, a lot of balls playing with no idea between the lines, and especially the third goal, Koulibaly play between the lines, but nobody was there, and another counter-attack from England with a great quality, Foden again with assist, great finishing from Saka, and in the end was a clear result, and I think England have deserved to win, and I'm very excited about the next game against France.
Zubi, if we can bring you in here, as we talked about earlier, there was a big moment, two big moments really, from a Senegalese perspective in terms of opportunities they had in front of the English goal, and Jordan Pickford really made a difference. Can you talk about his contribution first, and then maybe your analysis of the two English goals that were conceded from?
Yes, my colleague already analysed very clear that Senegal played in the first half an hour very good. they started England, I think, very good. And at this moment, England needed brave and very good positioning and reacting Jordan Pickford. I remember very well on the 20th minute, there was a big chance from Ismaila in front of him, and Pickford didn't save this ball, but he made a brave step to him to make a big block, and Ismaila wasn't sure anymore what he had to do there. He was very brave, and then later, 10 minutes later, on the 30th minute, Dia had the big chance with his left foot, and Pickford had a fantastic positioning, and he had a very strong left arm who saved this ball. In this moment, clear, Senegal could go at front, and they needed a very good goalkeeper. Pickford, anyway, he showed me a very good distribution today also, and he looks very comfortable, and he had a nice clean sheet. On the other side, I think if you can go straight away to Mendy, it was very interesting to analyze him today. Of course, the goals from England were fantastic, but I wasn't so happy to see his positioning. He is one of the highest playing goalkeeper around the world when he tries, when he defends the zone. He's a zone defending goalkeeper. And this is so interesting to see him when he supports the defensive line massively. But on the first goal, on the 1-0, here he was completely out of the goal. He was completely out of the goal. He was too much over the right side, and the pass can come in, and Henderson had the goal free. Because on the end, he missed only 5 centimeters, and then he had he could deflect this ball, maybe. But he was completely, the starting position was too wrong. And also on the goal from Harry Kane, okay, Jürgen mentioned this, it was a beautiful finish. Yes, it was a beautiful finish, but also here, he stays on 6 meters. And it's in those situations, he is too offensive placed. And in a World Cup, you know, the quality, you see straight away the finish, you need to have the best ever position. And he didn't have this really on this the first two goals, and on the third, if I'm a little bit harsh now, okay, he made the next block, but he was three to 4 meters away from the goal scorer in this moment. And the goal scorer, he was around a defensive player. Why not staying on 2 meters from your goal line or 3 meters and try to react in this situation? But there he was not this Mendy what we know exactly, because today he paid cash with his positioning.
Brilliant. Cheers, Zuby. And Harry, if we can just bring you in here from a data perspective, what does the game tell us?
Well, the data is really a reflection, especially in the first half, of what we saw in the game and how it was panning out. So Senegal's out-of-possession phases of play, they had 35% in a mid-block, whereas England had 64% in build-up. 48% of that was unopposed. So a vast majority of their build-up play was under very little pressure. Interestingly for England, their highest defensive out-of-play phases were defensive transition with 11% and counter-press with 12%. So looking to win the ball back quickly, which was also reflected in their ball recovery time. About 35 minutes into the first half, it was 11 seconds, which we've seen that quite consistently with England so far throughout the tournament, is that their ball recovery time is relatively quick. But by the end of the first half, that was up to 15 seconds, but still 5 seconds quicker than what we're seeing in the average in the tournament. Line breaks for England, this was an interesting one. So out of the 61 line breaks that they had in the first half, 21 were over, 34 were around, and only 6 were through. But interestingly, 2 of those were the goals. So for Bellingham with the first goal, and Kane's goal for the second goal. So yeah, through line breaks leading to the 2 goals.
And I think just looking at those numbers as well, I mean, with England spending such a long period in unopposed build-up, it's something, Jürgen, we mentioned when we were walking away from the stadium, they got into those wide areas again, but it was that change of tempo. It was going from the slow to quick. And also all 3 goals forcing Senegal into a recovery state, so against an unorganised block. The first goal, again, coming from a cutback, the third goal coming from a cross, and Zuby, we also saw a couple of chances also from England. Kane had one, and there was another one where the position of Mendy just forced the strike. I can't remember who it was coming onto the ball just to pull out. But again, we spoke this morning in the media briefing and the review of the group stage about the importance of those wide areas. Yeah, and also something we've not seen in those wide areas so much in the tournament is overlapping fullbacks, but we saw that again tonight. Just another way for teams to get into those wide areas and use those wide areas.
Okay, so that's a wrap for another day. We're on our way back to the hotel. My thanks to Pascal, Dury, Jürgen, Harry and Chris. And we will chat to you again soon.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.